Okay, cool. So, how is it going in Sweden? How is the weather today?
Can't complain about the weather today. It was really sunny in the afternoon, and went for a walk, and like people are really welcoming here the summer, right? Everyone is waiting for the summer, and the weather is great here. How was it in Germany?
Yeah, Germany also pretty sunny. I would say actually it is very sunny, more than what is required. Today I was just going out, and I was really feeling the sun on my skin after really like I can say a couple of months. So today was the first day where I really felt it's really warm. So yeah, that's how it was. But
I could
good.
understand. I could understand that. And people say, we have to use different sunscreen level. I think it is
Correct,
SPF
correct.
30 or maybe more than that to protect
Exactly.
your skin,
Yeah.
because it's
That's a
different.
good point, actually. I read once by mistake before I didn't even have an idea what is that SPF or whatever rating for sunscreen, like 30, I see 30, 50, 60, 90, and so on. So once I read in the internet about this, and I saw that 30 and 50 hardly have any difference. Of course, 50 is much more stronger and it reflects better, but 30 and 50 really have very less difference, it seems. So even if you are using 30 or 50, it should be okay.
Oh, I was not aware of that. I thought like there's a huge difference from 30 to 50.
No, yeah, the number looks like huge difference, but in reality, that's what they say. That's why they sell 30, 50, 90, and so on. But I think
Ah,
at
I
least
see.
having a sunscreen is a big deal, because in my childhood, I don't even, I have no, until I came to Germany, that there exists something like a sunscreen.
I mean, thanks for the insight. And I wanna introduce ourselves before getting into the discussion. So I'd say welcome to unfiltered conversations between Lakshmikant and Prashant. So where we dive into, random conversations about AI, everyday life, happening. And it's gonna be a raw and very raw, I would say. And I'm Lakshmikant. I have Prashant with me. So we have an interesting story on how we met, right, for the first time. So I was back in India working for Tata Consultancy Services. I think Prashant, you were moving from US. You also worked for TCS at the time, and then you were moving from US to India, and then you found me in LinkedIn, right? So maybe you can share the story of how we, know each other. Maybe.
I mean, I would say, I mean, I'll not be getting too deep into the details, but I would say, yeah, I mean, when I came back from US, so I thought it's good to connect with people in the same field like AI, and it was really difficult for me to find in my company people with in the same field. So I thought, okay, maybe I should go to different platforms, different social media platforms, and find them. So that's how I would say I found you. But yeah,
I know we
that's
had
how it
some
was.
internal social platforms to connect, but to be honest, it was quite different during the time. So thanks to LinkedIn, we came to know each other. And this year, right, rest is history. We collaborated on different initiatives within the company, and then I think our stories,
Correct.
like our colleagues become friends, and
Yeah.
an interesting journey. And I would say,
Yeah.
we should thank LinkedIn for, making this happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Definitely. That is good, yeah. Definitely, that's good. And finally, we are here in different countries and having some casual conversations on daily basis. And then we came up with this idea that, okay, why don't we post these conversations so that others can also listen to them and get some knowledge, even if they can get like 1% of the knowledge from this conversation, then I would say we are happy.
Definitely, right? So, I'll not get deep dive into technology because the idea of having such what do you call podcasts or like whatever like raw conversation is to help layman understand the complex topics or
Correct.
like I would say like complex things
Correct,
and make it easily digestible
correct.
for the listeners. So yeah, so we're actually planning to post on a weekly, if we have more time, like we'll also do on a daily basis, but at the moment, like we are planning to do it, maybe weekly. So that's the plan. The idea is, or maybe, to put it another way, what can you expect from such conversations? Would be like interviewing about some product or some technology and making it really consumable for you and the insights that we learned from using different products or whatever like listening to some what do you say it can be anything like maybe insight about how your iPhone responds to extreme conditions. And that's our goal is to make you benefit at least one person so that we keep fueling in creating content and then making it really engaging for the listeners, I would say. So yeah, today I think I wanna start talking about OpenAI because AI is everywhere. AI is in the air, I would say. Every company is trying to, get into this race. So I think we are very fortunate enough to be in this space for a long time. And yeah, Prashant, what do you think about OpenAI? And they recently launched GPT-4o, War Scenes for Omni. So what do you think about that? And what's your takeaway from the spring update that the company released.
I would say to put it in very simple terms, the one they have released, this OpenAI, the new one, OpenAI 4o, the Omni model, it reminds me of a movie which I have seen a couple of years back. I'm not sure, maybe I have already told you that, oh, there was a movie, something like this, you have to see if you remember. I forgot one movie name, but I definitely remember the other one, which is called Her.
Oh
So the
yeah.
movie name is Her. You remember once I asked
Yeah,
you,
the
do
guy
you
with
see that
the
movie?
red color shirt, talking with the
Exactly, red
computer.
color
Yeah.
shirt. He falls in love with I
Virtual
mean with
girlfriend.
someone like, yeah, virtual, someone like a Chat GPT, I would say. So who have who has conversations, who laughs, who talks to him whenever he feels low, and so and so, so and so. So that's how it is, the movie. There was also another movie. This movie was more where that guy builds something kind of an empire, and he conducts a hackathon and he recruits a guy to program for his model, and then he will put him in a remote location where a robotic model is also there, and this hacker falls in love with this robotic model. I asked you to see this movie also. I'm not sure. I'm not getting that movie in my mind, but yeah. Meanwhile, I mean, while we are having this conversation, I'll search for this movie name. But yeah, this is what I think a layman can relate it in this way. So, Chat GPT or any model nowadays is more like an assistant. So, which can assist with any kind of questions and so on. So, yeah, just to put it in very simple terms, more like an assistant who is there with you to help you.
Yeah, that's a great way to simplify the OpenAI GPT-4. Oh, I would say. So if you ask me the same question, I would do it in a different way. To be very precise, as you mentioned, AI, which is acting like a virtual assistant. I would compare it with Microsoft Office. If you remember, when Microsoft Office came with Docs or Excel or whatnot. So I think Gen AI, or what you call it, Chat GPT, is a modern, I would say, like Microsoft Office, package, that everyone should have in their, what do you call it, toolbox, right? So if you need a toolbox to work with, solve the problems. It's not that it's dedicated for like software industry, it applies for everyone. It applies for, say, doctor or lawyers or anyone who wants to keep themselves updated with the latest advancements, I would say.
Actually, I just meanwhile searched for the movie. The movie name is Ex Machina. So,
Ah,
I
I was
mean,
not aware
couple
of
of
that
years
movie.
back. I mean, I think I asked you to see. I saw this movie. So it's a very interesting movie. So this guy, who the actual guy who builds this empire and this robot, he recruits this hacker, and he wants this guy to fall in love with this robot. So that means the robot should look like what excites this guy, for example, right? So you know what he does? He takes the browser history and all his pornographic movie history, and he looks at the actresses in this pornographic movies, and based on that profile, will build this robot, right? So the robot will look like a girl, and for sure now this guy will get attracted to this robot, and that really happens. It's a very interesting movie. I will definitely recommend you to see this. It's pretty good, yeah, I would say.
I see. I have added to my watch list, so
Definitely, yeah, you
maybe
should
this
see that.
weekend is the
It's
right
pretty
time.
interesting. It's pretty interesting. And you at the ending is also pretty interesting. So what's the difference between a robot and a human? So we have emotions, right? But the robot doesn't. So the ending is very nicely balanced, that it shows this difference. So robots do not have emotions where humans have emotions. So it's a very nice ending. I would definitely recommend you to watch this movie, and let me know probably in the coming episodes what you thought about it.
Sure, yeah, definitely I will watch the movie
Yeah,
that you
I think
recommended.
future. There is a lot of buzz, I would say, definitely. Many people would be hearing GPT, GPT everywhere, ChatGPT, ChatGPT. Even kids are also talking about ChatGPT nowadays, and how influential this GPT is in the education system as well. Many kids are cheating and writing homeworks using ChatGPT. So now the question is, in the schools now, there is no way the teachers are unable to stop kids from using ChatGPT, right? So, hey, if you're trying to stop people from using something, and you are trying to find out if it is a ChatGPT, it is really difficult, right? Sometimes, because you change few sentences and few words and make some spelling mistakes, and obviously it looks like a human-like thing, right? So that can easily be modified. So what teachers are actually focusing on the kids nowadays, as I read in one of the news article, is okay, now we can't stop you guys from using ChatGPT. So at least tell us, what are the prompts you have given to generate this content? So you see how the education system
Money.
is slowly
Yeah.
changing. So more like a prompt engineer. Okay, you tell me the prompt which generated this text, because at least the prompt would be his own, right? So
Yeah, I think
that's the
that's how we are pushed in a way to accept the new way of
correct.
working, I would say, our new way of doing
Yes,
things.
exactly.
So yeah,
Yeah,
definitely,
because
the technology is really impressive. It is really helping people to get things done. So I think no wrong in accepting it, but with a very
exactly.
caution, with a very cautious, application in our daily life, I would say.
Yeah, because if you see, even now, you directly saw the CEO from Nvidia saying that don't learn coding anymore. So that has become the trend now. There is no point in making someone learn coding, because machines can easily do in a much better way, right? So better learn how to make it code, or these kind of things, so that I mean, at least in the future, I mean, they can
I think
focus their
one
learning on something else.
exactly. I think one thing that as human we have to learn is how to understand and generate a natural language text that machine can, what do you call, understand, interpret, and then respond to. So this AI, Gen AI, have sort of made it really simplified on that aspect. So you don't need to learn, a complex language to, program it. Now you can just talk to computers with, plain, English. And I'm sure that soon in the future, and then in upcoming future, this models get more mature. That means, you can talk in your own, what do you call, local language. Can be in German, Swedish, the language that I speak, Tamil, and then you speak Telugu. So yeah, I think it's gonna get matured in the upcoming days, and it's gonna make people even smarter. It's really impressive when such a, what do you call, scalable technologies, when it becomes more accessible and useful for everyone at the end of the day. And and this investment, this inventions give us an incredible possibilities, to experiment in different areas, right? Because one crazy idea that I got last night was, why don't we create an a business which can help you talk with aliens in the space from the Earth? Maybe you can think it of like think it of like WhatsApp with aliens, right? We generally use WhatsApp for communication with people to people, right? So you need a basically need an a number to connect with the other person. Think it of like someone in space, some alien, and then you have to talk to them via WhatsApp. And I think Jenny can help us to build this solution, but I'm not sure how feasible it is. Just a crazy idea that I got last night.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm pretty confident that in future people are gonna use Gen AI in many different ways, and it's gonna evolve. It's part of evolution, I would say. It's gonna evolve, and the models are gonna evolve, and the technology is going to evolve as well. So things are only changing. But I would say, in a way, we are in a very lucky phase. We are born in a very lucky phase where there is almost no technology to a generation where there is a lot of technology. So we got a chance to see that
Experience
kind of a
it.
transition. Exactly. We are the generation where we didn't have a television at home to a generation now we have everything. I mean, we have world in our hands, right?
I'd
So
say a transition from no television to Apple Pro Vision.
exactly. Something like that. That's a
Quite
good caption.
impressive.
Yeah. So I think we are kind of a very lucky generation, I would say, who got a chance to really experience all phases of it. But we can never say that our childhood days were boring, because it has its own essence of happiness and all. And in spite of having the mobile, we can't really deny the fact that before it was not that good and now it is good, right?
Yeah, I think
So
it has
that's the
won
crazy thing.
what do you call it? Pros and cons, I would say. I remember playing Into the Sun without video games, mobile phones. Took now kids, they're completely inside room, which is like mostly indoor, and sort of getting addicted with game consoles or what do you call it? Using mobile applications and stuff. But that also brings me to think in a different dimension that it also improves kids' IQ. Right? It has own pros and cons, I would say. But what's your take on that?
What is that? IQ?
I mean, kids are getting smarter day by day,
Ah,
considering
okay,
as,
kids are getting
our
smarter. Yeah, I agree with that. Because, see, they have access to all the knowledge and resources and internet now. If you really see, when we were kids, we hardly had access to some great content, like some Discovery Channel or National Geographic Channel, which is running and showing a lot of content, or maybe these short videos or reels. Every video is something new, right? Something new to learn, good or bad, but you get to learn something, right? Every reel, you maybe there's a new dance, maybe there is a new song, maybe they are showing something else in Germany or Sweden or India or some food item. So every where there is a lot of access to this knowledge in the internet for the kids nowadays, and they definitely are getting smarter, right? So I mean, that's how kids are evolving. And I have read this also somewhere. If you really see a 25-year-old, like 100 years back, they really look like 40-year-old, right? They used to look like 40-year-old. And now, if you really see a 20-year-old, 25-year-old, they look very young, right? Compared to them in those days. So that's also part of the evolution, it seems. So the brain's becoming smarter and people becoming younger and so on. I mean, they also live longer. So that is part of the evolution, it seems. So that's a continuous process which is happening.
I agree with you. It's a continuous learning, I would say, and improving the way of living. So maybe on our next connect, let's discuss about how nano learnings actually help, because you see all this reel and short videos are sort of based on a nano learning, right? It's sort of less than a minute. Wherein, like those days, we sit for a lecture for, an hour and trying to consume, the information and then processing it, taking notes, and then getting back to do, sort of a homework to understand it better. But now, like you can get the same information in a span of a minute, right? So I see there's a huge paradigm shift from, taking a course for an hour to moving it to like a nano-sized learning or nano learning, which is
Exactly. The
watching
same.
videos.
Exactly. The same with the chip. I mean, more and more memory is getting placed in the chips, right? With nanotechnology, the same way kids are also getting smarter. The 10-year-old kids are really very smart as like a 15 or a 16-year-old kids in our generation, right? So
Well said, yeah.
yeah, it's part of the evolution, I would say, and it's for good. In a way, it's for good actually. I mean, yeah, it depends on us whether these younger generation are learning something good or something bad. That is completely on in the hands of the parents. But yeah, definitely they have more access to the knowledge. They have unlimited access to the knowledge. They have unlimited time to which they
Yeah,
can
I
access
think
because
they have great exposure, and they get very easily accessible information, and most importantly, the information is now organized, right? So you can go to Google and then get whatever you want, and yeah, kids can I read stories where kids like 10 year. Then I told you a kid, I remember starting a building an application and starting his or her own company. Now it's it is all possible because of the evolution, I would say. So yeah,
Yeah, cool. Then,
that's for today, I would
yeah,
say. And
yes,
thank you
it was a good
for your
conversation, I
time.
would say. Yeah, thanks to you too. And yeah, let's keep it going regularly. And yeah,
See where it goes.
yes.
Cool. By then, I will hang with you in the next discussion. Until then, bye from Lakshmikanth and
Yeah,
Prashant.
bye. Thank you.